This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Looking for answers. That's what a group of parents and supporters are trying to do as they visit 43 American cities, hoping to shed light on the disappearance of 43 students in Mexico. It's called Caravana 43, and the group's in Lansing today. The college students vanished last September in Mexico. The Mexican government claims the 43 were taken and murdered by gang members. But family members and human rights groups are questioning those claims, and they're hoping the U.S. tour will pressure the Mexican government to tell the truth about what happened to those students. Sheila Contreras is with us now. She's director of Chicano Latino Studies at Michigan State University. Welcome to the program, Sheila.
Thank you.
Recap for us, would you, what happened to those students last September 26th?
Well, the students were on a bus. They were going to a social protest. They were heading to another city, and they were stopped by police, and they were questioned, they were detained, and they were fired upon. After they were detained by police, the understanding is that they were then handed over to forces outside the police. People say, you know, a drug cartel, at any rate, suggesting some kind of collusion between the police and forces outside the police, even those that, you know, ostensibly the police are trying to repress, the drug cartel.
Yes.
After that, it's unclear, as you said, it's unclear. The government is telling the families that the students are presumed dead and that they were all burned in a mass grave. But the families do not believe this, and they are asking for a continued investigation. So it is not really known what happened to the students. Three have been confirmed dead. But there are many more that are unaccounted for. And what we were told today by one of the mothers was that they have been presented with bodies, with remains of bodies, but that they know these are not their children.
Were there surviving students that you say there was cell phone video? So are there students who did get out and were able to say this is what happened?
What they're saying is, you know, some students hid, some students were able to get away, but what they're saying it was that initially it was the police that began firing on them, and the video that is available online seems to confirm that. But what people are saying is there was a collusion between police forces and, I guess what everybody's saying is the drug cartels.
Sheila, do the parents of these 43 believe the students are still alive, or do they believe that they are dead but they're not being told the truth?
They believe their students, their sons, they believe they are alive. And what they are saying is they left us alive and we want them alive. Mm-hmm. That is their belief. They do not accept that their sons are dead. And they are asking for everybody's help to convince the Mexican government to continue its investigation and to find their children. One of the facts that we were told repeatedly is that some of the students' cell phones are still active. Cruz Bautista, who is here, his nephew, one of the disappeared students, he says his nephew's cell phone is active. And today is his nephew's birthday. He's 20 years old today.
I cannot even imagine what these family members have to be going through and to have to bring this story to the United States and visit these 43 cities and really keep these wounds fresh, but it keeps the story out there, right?
Exactly. And Maria de Jesus, the mother of one of the students, you know, she says she is the voice of all the mothers. She is the voice of all the students. And she feels responsibility. It's incredibly painful, incredibly painful. But the support gives strength, and we draw strength from their strength and courage. She said one of the things she talked about was that they have been very negatively depicted in Mexico as you know, they're out seeking some sort of financial gain for this because they're poor people, that they just want money, you know, for compensation. But she says, no, our children, we would not sell our children for all the gold in the world. The money is not for, you know, to make us be quiet or to make our lives better. The money is for el movimiento, the movement, and the money is to find our children. We would never sell our children.
Sheila, we're having, as you know, we all know that we're having conversations about impunity and in police force here in our own country. Do you think there are lessons that we can learn from what's happening in Mexico that we can draw on as we move forward in our nation with this, dealing with this growing lack of trust in some communities toward the police?
Well, I think one of the things we are seeing is that perhaps we are not as different as I think we are from so-called developing countries or the so-called third world, that we share struggles, we share common struggles. What we can learn from what we're seeing in Mexico, we can learn from the strength of civil society. We see a civil society that is more unified in Mexico, where you have union groups, citizen groups, not NGOs, nonprofits, all banding together to deliver a shared message. I think we can learn from that. We can learn how to organize across differences, across all kinds of lines and divisions, and unite around our shared interests and our shared desire for something better for all of us.
Sheila Contreras is Director of Chicano Latino Studies at Michigan State University. Sheila, it was a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.